when or if somebody asks me, "Why do you think we're here?" I'll probably reply, "Because we're so self-centered, we think we're more important than the rest of the world, and therefore that there has to be a reason for our existence." If somebody asks me, "What happens after we die?" I'll probably say, "Nothing. The brain stops functioning, the heart stops beating, the things that make us us become something else. We become compost." You might argue that, because energy cannot be created or destroyed, the essence of our existence must go somewhere. I'll give you that, I suppose. But wherever it goes, it doesn't go as our consciousness. I'm not very philosophical, really, considering that my answers to traditional philosophical questions tend to be that humanity is so self-centered that they invite an existential crises that millions of people can spend their entire lives grappling with. I'm not very religious either, belief-wise, favoring the practical and logical approach rather than the one that it might feel good to believe. When I put it that way, I'm a little scared of myself, of my ability to be practical and logical. Like, if I turn my head away for too long, I'll turn around and find that I've turned into Spock, Sherlock Holmes' unfeeling logician, rather than me. Or that I'll find myself instead as the most bleak, glum cynic the world's ever seen. Since, after all, my view of humankind and existence is not exactly cheery and favorable. But yet, time after time, I find myself cheerfully sardonic, nonsensical, fully capable of enjoying most things that I do. School being exempt from that category. I suppose it simply doesn't bother me that my view of existence is from an outlook that I find practical, rather than pleasurable. That I've accepted the fact that I do not believe only the things that make me happy.